dari kaos, magnet hingga perhiasan. Sejak serangan Rusia ke Ukraina akhir Februari, mimbar daring penjualan kerajinan Etsy dibanjiri produk biru dan kuning, warna bendera Ukraina.
Kind of on a whim, I decided to make a necklace with a sunflower charm that I had laying around. And people seem to really like it. And I mean, it's just taken off since there. I didn't expect to make many of these necklaces, but people have like really responded to it.
Dari Pittsburgh, negara bagian Pennsylvania, Linda mengirim hasil penjualannya ke Care International untuk bantuan kemanusiaan bagi Ukraina. Sementara di Baltimore, negara bagian Maryland, keluarga Shelley, yang dua anggotanya diadopsi dari Eropa Timur, juga menunjukkan solidaritas mereka.
I knew sunflowers were very popular in Ukraine and have taken on an increasing symbolism throughout this war, and so I just put the Ukraine flag colors together and made a ribbon and designed some silicone bracelets with a quote from President Zelensky on them.
Gelang ini pun laku keras dan hasil penjualannya disumbangkan. Di New Jersey, seorang pelukis menyalurkan kreativitas sambil juga membantu.
I make different art prints and things, but I turned it into a house flag so that people can really show their support in their community. But I've raised almost $4,000, I can say that. I wouldn't have been able to donate that much money for my personal.
Bukan hanya di AS, perajin di seluruh dunia ikut membantu, termasuk Constantino dan Paula di London, Inggris.
The way that we figure out to help is doing what we know, how to do it, and help people with our, you know, our job. Like is doing bracelets. I help her a little bit, but she's doing like every day all the bracelets to support Ukraine.
Juga di Kairo, Mesir, Asma menjual berbagai kaos yang hasil penjualannya diberikan ke Badan PBB Urusan Anak UNICEF.
We received much orders and we received much love from people that people love to see that they are a part of helping Ukrainian people.
Sebaliknya, Etsy juga memberi kemudahan bagi para perajin di Ukraina untuk menjual produk mereka antara lain dengan meniadakan berbagai tarif. Penjualan produk dari Ukraina di Etsy selama bulan pertama perang akhirnya menembus $11 juta. Dari Washington DC, saya Nova Purwadi dan tim VOA.